I'm going to do something I don't usually do, but Emily was running a little late today, so she just got in here late, and so I'm going to call her up and scold her. No, I'm kidding. She came up to me and told me, she said, I was running a little bit late, I just got here, but I've had something really great God's done for me I want to tell you about. And now, I do normally, when somebody, you know, I do normally have people up here to give little testimonies, but not about this subject. So this is a little different, but for some reason I just thought you needed to hear what she's saying. So here, I'm going to give you this microphone right there, and make sure you speak into it so everybody can hear.
Hi, can y'all hear me? Cool. Hey, guys. It's so good to be back. Thank you for the warm welcome last week. Okay, so I was telling Bill, I have been struggling financially. I'm a college kid, yeah, of course, but really struggling financially. And so I thought I was being paid dirt at my job and making no money at all. And I've been just really trying to trust God with it. So I've been trying to tithe because that's something where I'm like, you know, I might be struggling, but I'm not going to steal from God. Like, that's His. And so I've been tithing. I've been kind of crying while I put it in the plate, just looking away. But, like, here you go. Just take it. And just this week, my boss started paying me $9 an hour instead of, like, way minimum wage. And normally at my job, I make about not even $20 in tips. And I've made, just this week, and I only work 3 days a week, I made $150 in tips. So that's going to God. So
now, you guys know, those of you who are, I know we got a couple of visitors, but the reason it's unusual is because I don't ever talk about money like that. And, you know, and the reason I had her get up here is because those of you who come all the time, you know, we don't talk about money like that. We don't talk about we need money. We don't talk about we need to tithe. We don't talk about you need to tithe. So really, that whole feeling of you wanting to give back to God, that just came out of your personal relationship with God.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, He gave me existence. He's given me salvation. And all He asks is 10% of my best. So I think back to, like, Cain and Abel, like, I was telling him, like, I try and give God my crispiest 20s, not, like, those ratty ones. Like, I don't want the ones, but God deserves the best. So that's something where He deserves the best of my work. He deserves the best of my time. He deserves the best of my money. So,
and what I want you to do, and the reason I called her up here is, and I hope nobody gets tied up on the money part, because when she came and told me that story, what I saw was her heart. Yes. What I saw is somebody who is young, who understands that Christ is their life, and serving God and honoring God, and Christ giving everything to her, she wants to give everything back to Him. And that's the norm for how she thinks. That's what worship is. That's what worship really is. And so, Emily, thank you for sharing with us. I know that's hard, but isn't that what we want to be spreading in our hearts and the hearts of others?